We began the course discussing how to help motivate clients or patients by looking at how the things that they've done habitually to try to get rid of their anxiety haven't worked very well, and the cost that anxiety disorders have had in their life. I'd like to end with a little bit of a look toward something optimistic and a look toward the future, which is another part of motivating folks. And this involves looking at values and goal setting. ACT, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, which is a mindfulness-oriented treatment developed by Steve Hayes, adds this in to the usual aspects of mindfulness that involve awareness of present experience with acceptance, because this is the behavioral side of it. And if we're not going to go through life avoiding pain, what are we going to do with our life? Remember those conversations, perhaps back in college, maybe even under the influence of a substance or two, in which you asked, what's the meaning of life? And people talked about that kind of thing. What's it all about? Why are we here? Precisely that kind of inquiry, while we may think of it as an adolescent vestige of the past, can be very useful in motivating people to turn their attention instead of toward how do I get rid of anxiety, toward how do I live a full and meaningful life. And to live a full and meaningful life, it can be helpful to identify what our values and our goals are. And values are like a beacon in the anxiety storm. They're something that we move toward even as we feel the anxiety, much as the astronaut moved toward his work in the spacecraft even as he felt his anxiety. And values involve action, not just experience. And this action can be in many different realms. It can be in the realm of a work and career, where we have certain goals or things that matter to us, in intimate relationships, aspirations that we have as a parent or as a partner, educational aspirations, things we want to do for learning or personal growth, maybe things we'd like to see happen in our social life world with our friends, in terms of health and physical self-care, what we'd like to do, get in shape, perhaps lose or gain weight, in some way be more fit, more flexible and the like. Maybe we have goals for our family of origin, things we want to work out with our parents or our siblings while they're still alive. Perhaps something having to do with spiritual aspirations, spiritual growth and development. Or maybe something we want to do with our community in nature, or something that we just want to develop more that's recreational. We want to learn how to ski or how to play badminton, whatever it might be. It can be really helpful to talk with people about what matters to them, because then we can discuss, has anxiety gotten in the way of doing what matters? And if it has, once they've had an understanding of what anxiety is and how to be able to be with the feelings associated with it, how to be able to not take the thoughts so seriously, how to use equanimity practices if necessary to get their bearings, once they have these tools, they can use these tools in the service of moving toward what feels meaningful and useful. So here's an exercise that you can do with pretty much any client or patient that can be quite helpful. And this is an exercise of moving toward what matters rather than trying to move away from what hurts. Simply do this. We'll go through a few different realms. In the realm of relationships, I want you to think of an important relationship, some relationship that really matters to you. And you can do this with me right now. Think of a relationship you value. How would you like to be in that relationship? What would be optimal? Can you take a moment? Reflect on that. Perhaps you'd like to be more selfless. Perhaps you'd like to be more assertive. Perhaps you'd like to be more intimate. Perhaps you'd like to spend more time together. Perhaps you'd like to play more. Perhaps you'd like to talk about some topic that hasn't been discussed. How about in terms of work or study? What would you like to be doing? What would be fulfilling for you? What's been in the way? Or in the realm of self-care, how would you like to live your life each day? How would you like to be eating? What would you like to be doing about rest and sleeping? How about exercise? How about engagement in nature? And then finally, in your community, what role do you want to play? What would matter? So spending some time with your client or patient actually talking about these things and talking about how anxiety perhaps has gotten in the way and encouraging them to try being like the astronaut. Do it anyway. Because really what we're challenging people to do is to say, what would you prefer, to manage your anxiety or have a rich and full life? a really interesting meditation around this, it's a little heavier duty than the ones that I just mentioned now, is a funeral fantasy. Not such a fantasy, that funeral is going to come someday. And for this exercise, what you do is this, you can do this live with your patient in the session, to say, I want you to imagine that you've just died. And your family and friends are gathered around, and they're in whatever stages of grief and mourning and understanding that they might be. And they're going to talk about you and talk about your life. What would you most like them to be wanting to say? What would you want to most have reflected? What's it all been about? Basically, do you want them to say, he worked really hard, or she worked really hard managing anxiety and trying to calm down? Or would you rather they talk about something else that you've moved toward? And the answer for most of us is, and this can be quite poignant, yes, there are important things that I'd like to move toward. And then what we do is we decide, okay, let that be our goal. And the take-home point for us is that we can use mindfulness practices to open to and to be able to accept all of the different feelings that arise as behaviorally we move in the direction which is most meaningful to us.